it's really reactive, and so it goes after like your lipid layers. It'll cross-link proteins, it'll damage DNA, unless you have enough antioxidants to cover that, but your body may not be producing enough to cover that. If you know, if you're getting flooded, it'll just overwhelm your body's capacity to produce, to keep antioxidants up. And so basically they're just getting overwhelmed. There's just like a storm of oxidative radicals. And then it just depletes your glutathione to a level, and you know, the body can't reset it fast enough to get those, because it's primarily the OH oxidative radicals, which are what's causing the damage. About 80% of our antibiotics and other medicines, some upwards of 90% in some categories, that they're produced in China. And also all the masks and the gowns and other sanitation or purity supplies that hospitals use, those come out of China. China's like the factory of the world. It's the largest, world's largest manufacturer.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients that help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path to long-term, sustainable weight loss, because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, rebalance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Ken, the scientist from Purple Power, C60 Purple Power, coming to the show, and I had a bunch of questions to ask him on, you know, I've had a lot of people contact me and ask me about the 5G. How is that affecting? Because Wuhan is where they really initiated a whole city of 5G. How does that affect your immunities? Because this virus is going straight after your immune system and glutathione specifically and your immune system. And how does 5G do that? How does it contribute to breaking down your immune system? And, you know, I tell people that the virus itself is in and of itself a problem. It's not the 5G all by itself creating this issue, but it does contribute to it, to breaking down your immune system. And so he's going to explain exactly from a scientific perspective how it's breaking down your immune system, and then what this virus is doing as well. And then we're going to talk about how C60, because it really creates this whole free radical explosion in your body, and C60 is 200 times better than anything else out there at sucking up those free radicals, and then how it resets itself so it can keep doing that. And he explains the whole scientific process behind that. And then we get into the global supply chain. I gotta tell you, based on how many orders I'm seeing, I have a couple people, you know, the Max and Phil, they do the Live Longer Labs. That's the stuff I take because I like the gel caps. And I like it. You know, I do have the Purple Power. My husband takes on occasion if he just wants to do the oil. He also takes gel caps. Also, my dogs take what Ian Mitchell has at the C60 Live, the Live Pet, because they are really focused on pets, because different pets have different oils. And the reason why I'm concerned, because I've seen so many orders coming through for 660, because more and more people are realizing how important it is for you, especially how it deals with the free radicals and inflammation and all these things, and this virus is specifically attacking that. And I think people are going to have a hard time even getting the C60 with these supply shortages, and because of getting the bottles in, getting all these things in, and then the amount of orders that I'm seeing. And there's not that many companies that are doing the quality to C60 that these guys that I talk to are doing because of the process that they're using. And Ken explains the difference in the process that gets you to that 99.99% pure. People are saying 100% pure. That's all bunk. And we explain the difference of why you can't scientifically, you can't even use the term 100%. So it's just disingenuous to even say anything other than 99.99% pure, because it's just not possible to be 100% pure. And there's a lot of people not really doing high quality anyways, maybe 99.5, and the rest is, because to get it to that real pure state, you have to keep refining it, and it's just that much more expensive. So the things that are really inexpensive out there, the cheap C60, we don't think it's even possible with how many times you need to refine it. So I'm bringing him on there to explain all these things. And the fact that I'm just concerned, I guess the cheap stuff is better than nothing. And so if we're in a point where you cannot get the supply, I guess getting the cheap stuff is better, because at least you're getting some C60, but it's not anywhere near as good as getting the high quality ingredients. And so we talk about that. And again, I'm concerned because of how many orders I've seen coming in and with the supply chain. And so I wanted to bring him on to talk about this. And I'm also supplying discounts. He has a discount for my regular, for anybody that goes to, that listens, it's SW10, so that you can get access to quality C60 in the, with this problem going on with this virus. And of course, my gel caps, my listeners get a 10% discount. It's in black seed oil, which black seed oil and curcumin, which both of those ingredients also work to against the virus. So it's a whole, they call it C60 complete, because it's a whole complete, it's gel caps. I don't like taking oils. And so the gel caps to me are just that much better. So I want to remind you that my shop has coupons for all different types of products. So you can go there. I have the link below to Sarah Westall under shop. You can order all sorts of great products. I have the C60. I have the coupons there. And my patrons get better deals. And so for supporting the show as a patron, it more than pays for the cost to be a patron, the discounts you can get. So let's get into this important interview with Ken the Scientist. Ken, thank you for rejoining the program.
Glad to be on.
We have a lot to talk about. I mean, with this virus, I wanted to bring you on as a scientist to discuss some of these things. We've talked about 5G in the past, and I also wanted to talk to you about glutathione. But I've had so many people emailing me and asking me about 5G and its effects with your immune system, and could this be a problem because Wuhan cranked up their 5G. And so I want to ask you, what I have said to people is that 5G does affect your immunities, but this virus is something in and of itself as well. But let's get to the nut of how 5G affects your immunities, and that and Wi-Fi in general affects your immunities, and how it could be at least magnifying the problem. Could you explain that?
Yeah, well, it's basically, when you're talking 5G, you're talking microwaves. And so that's something that, it's like a microwave oven. And so that's kind of thing. And what microwaves do, there's thousands, tens of thousands of studies on microwaves and health, and it's all been pretty negative on the microwaves. But what's really happening, what's happening with 5G frequencies and such, is that what they do is there's voltage gated calcium channels on the outside of your cell. And what happens when you do 5G, it kind of jams those open so that your cell is uptaking calcium way more than it should, because it's kind of jamming the thing. And also another thing about 5G, people, there's microwave radiation, comes as you could have a smooth amount of it, just like an ambient background. But that's not what 5G does. 5G takes all the data and puts it into packets and then fires those packets repeatedly at your phone, which if you're there too, you're going to be catching it. And so it's like a pulsed microwave, a phase ray. It'll actually track you if you're walking down the street. The 5G antennas can actually track your phone, and they're hitting you as you walk by with these pulsed data points, pulsed data packets. And so that's a little more damaging than just a straight ambient. So, it's how much energy over time. That's how some of the measurements, but there's another thing, is the qualitative thing is when you're pulsing a really high energy burst. It may be the same amount of energy over time, but it's got a totally different health effect because it's pulsing solid.
So what is that health effect? Does it decrease and really break down your immune system?
Oh yeah, what happens is when you've got all this calcium flooding in your cells, it kind of messes up the chemistry, and it makes peroxynitrite. It's a nasty chemical. It's a peroxide, so it's a peroxynitrate, and it just jams, it's a nasty, it's one of the things that damage chemistry. It's really reactive, and so it goes after like your lipid layers. It'll cross-link proteins, it'll damage DNA, unless you have enough antioxidants to cover that, but your body may not be producing enough to cover that. If you know, if you're getting flooded, it'll just overwhelm your body's capacity to produce, to keep antioxidants up.
And that's why we're talking about C60, is because C60 keeps those antioxidants up, right? It's a huge antioxidant builder, and it gets rid of the free radicals. Now, does 5G create more free radicals in your system?
Oh, hugely. That's when it creates it basically creates inflammation. You know, when you get these oxidative radicals, they're basically rusting your cells or rusting your joints. That's basically what inflammation is doing. So what they'll do is they'll open the calcium gates, go up. The calcium gets in there, it causes peroxynitrate, which of course causes is going to damage the cells. The cell sends out signals saying I'm being hurt, and then it'll cause various immune cells there. And if you have enough of that inflammation, a lot of those immune cells will start sending out like a cytokine storm, just a bunch of, you know, and that just tells other immune cells to come in, there's a problem here, and it just can get out of control. And you just get this huge burst of inflammation. And that's what's happening to a lot of those people in the coronavirus.
Well, the virus does the same thing. I had Dr. Chu Li on, you know, the master healer, and she explained that what this virus is doing is it's cranking out a bunch of free radicals, and then it's shutting down people's organs because they can't handle, especially the people with weaker immune systems, they just can't handle all those free radicals. And so this just multiplies it, the 5G.
Yeah, well, it gets in the lungs is where it happens. It appears to happen. It gets in the lungs, and then that causes, you know, then it causes a big immune response, a hyper immune response, and the lungs basically get flooded with fluid and white blood cells, and then you can't breathe and people die. So that's basically what's happening. And that's why the people just fall over in the street.
She was telling me that there's massive organ failure. It's not just the lungs. Are you hearing it's the lungs?
No, it's also damages the heart and other parts of the body. It almost looks like scurvy, but that's the one that takes you out, because when you can't do your oxygen.
Okay. Yeah. And it's a free radical problem is what she was saying. Okay. So, I mean, it's just the same things that we're hearing. Now, glutathione, one thing is that Sherry Edwards, who's the frequency, she's saying that the frequency science is that it's attacking the glutathione, which is our immune system. And it's all on that frequency, which is your immune frequency, and glutathione. She goes, you got to make sure your glutathione levels are up there. And, you know, people who don't have levels that are appropriate, they need to focus on it. I want to talk about that because she has a tool where you can check your levels, but how do you get your glutathione to be even? And also you were telling me, which I thought was really interesting, is that C60 can do the job of glutathione in a lot of ways. Can you explain that? Explain the whole thing on glutathione.
Okay. What's happening is basically you're getting it either with radiation or with the viruses, you're getting a bunch of OH radicals, hydroxyl radicals. And glutathione is kind of specialized in that. That's not the only thing glutathione does, but it's one of the things that it kind of does. There's, you know, basically you've got in the Krebs cycle, you've got major antioxidants the body produces, ones like SOD, superoxide dismutase, but that takes care of superoxygen. And then you have catalase, but catalase basically primarily takes care of hydrogen peroxides. But it can also probably work on some of those other things like peroxynitrite. Maybe, we're not sure, but it probably could do that. But it's specialized, and glutathione is like the one that covers a lot of the other one, along with CoQ10. CoQ10 is one of those things that you can actually take and get into you. So taking CoQ10 is a good thing because it's another backup to glutathione. But glutathione, basically, it would be stuck taking care of those OH radicals or the ions that it produces. And when it does that, it gets used up, and then the body takes it and reprocesses it, resets it, and then that takes a while. It takes ATP to do that, too. And so basically, they're just getting overwhelmed. There's just like a storm of oxidative radicals. And then it just depletes your glutathione to a level, and you know the body can't reset it fast enough to get those, because it's primarily the OH oxidative radicals, which are what's causing the damage. And so that's, and by the way, one of the things about glutathione is you can't take it as a supplement. Glutathione is made out of three basic amino acids, cysteine, glycine, and glutamate. And the L forms, and they just link together. It's just basically three amino acids. And then when it gets oxidated, it kind of changes to GSSG, and then it gets then a little bit of ATP resets it and it comes back, but that takes time and you can just get overwhelmed. And that's basically what's happening. It's just so many oxidative radicals that it gets overwhelmed. The same thing that happens like when you get a huge dose of radiation. You know, you have this huge production of OH radicals, the body just can't cope, and, you know, cellular damage occurs.
Well, my understanding is there are glutathione supplements, but your body's not going to absorb a large amount of it. It's going to maybe absorb some of it, but you get it better through eating certain types of foods. Yes. Basically, building up your immunities naturally.
Yeah, you just need L-cysteine, L-glycine, and L-glutamate. And those amino acids, I think, and you take those and then they get digested. But it takes time. It's got to go through your digestive system. Then it's got to go through your blood system. It's got to take uptaken by the cells. So, I mean, having those support there is good. I mean, having the basic building blocks.
Well, and keeping your body strong, right?
Yes.
And having that in the first place. Because if you don't have it in the first place, if you get that virus and your glutathione levels are low, you're at risk, period.
And you can also help yourself by having large amounts of vitamin C. Because a lot of the failure almost looks like scurvy, the kind of damage you would see in scurvy. So if you take large amounts, you're talking 10,000 units for a normal person. That's a lot of vitamin C. But that's what you're going to need to be doing. So vitamin C can support that. Vitamin C also acts as an antioxidant, and it'll grab up those OH radicals too. So you just need, you need to do protection. Of course, C60 does that too, but there's a little bit more on that I could probably talk on.
Yeah, because I want to talk about how C60, because this is where people are confused. And people who've done a lot of research on their own understand it, but the average person isn't going to understand it. So how does C60, why does it do the job of glutathione in a lot of ways? Why is it, even better than vitamin C? Although I would tell people, make sure all your immunities are strong. Do the vitamin C. Make sure your levels on glutathione are there. And then also do the C60. But can you explain what the deal is with C60 in relation to vitamin C and glutathione?
Well, first thing I want to say is C60 doesn't heal any diseases. What it does is it lifts the oxidative burden. And then the body can heal itself. That's the key. But C60, as its antioxidant potential, you know, it's several hundred times more powerful than vitamin C and a couple times more. They talk about that. But it's basically a very selective antioxidant.
Oh, hold on. A couple times more than what?
Vitamin E. A couple hundred times more than vitamin E. It's just a higher...
A couple hundred times more than vitamin C, I thought. But vitamin E as well?
Vitamin E and vitamin E. Pretty much any of nature's or the natural antioxidants, it's several hundred times more. And it does that because it can reset itself. Basically, C60 is a little cage-like molecule shaped like a little soccer ball. And what it does is it pulls hydrogen ions from the environment inside of its cage-like structure, up to six of them. And then it uses those hydrogen ions to neutralize oxidative radicals. It makes itself positively charged. And then oxidative radicals are negatively charged because they have a free electron kind of going wild. So it'll stick to the C60. The C60 will then, from inside the cage structure, one of those hydrogen ions will go and neutralize the oxidative radical back to water or oxygen usually. And then the C60 can reset itself again and again and again. And that's its key. That's why it works so well. It's because it's unlike other antioxidants, which have to go through a biochemistry system using ATP to reset themselves, like glutathione or SOD or catalase or CoQ10, C60 can kind of do it in almost an inorganic way by using hydrogen ions. And so it can reset itself really quickly and then go into, take care of another antioxidant or oxidative radical, then reset itself again and again and again, dozens or hundreds of times a second, depending on what the load is.
And that's why it makes it so fantastic. And I'm kind of concerned, being honest, of just watching the people that I'm, I take the gel caps, and my husband likes to take the oil just because it's easier, but he'll take both. It doesn't matter. But I'm a little concerned of C60 running out in the marketplace because the overwhelming amount of orders that a lot of people are getting right now. What did you do to plan? Because the supply chain's a problem. We were just talking about you getting the last bottles out of China. Can you talk about that and what you're doing to at least make sure that you have the supply?
Yeah, we had to go warehouse hunting all over the country to find the bottles. You know, they're sitting around, but you got to find them and get them shipped there. Because They've ships stopped coming to the United States a couple of months, well, a month and a half ago, basically. But it takes a while for the ships to get there. So beginning of March, all the last ships from China are going to be unloading. And after that, there's nothing. Attention, Walmart shoppers. You know, it's going to be pretty significant. So, yeah, we've been scrambling, and other C60 producers have been scrambling to get, you know, to get the various things, the bottles, the caps, the lids, the oils. You know, we have a really good C60 supply, so of the straight C60, that's not going to be a problem. But the other things that that you need to mix it with and bottle it and ship it, that's and this is not just for C60, by the way. This is for the entire production system in the United States, because look, you've got all these car companies, right? They're making cars here in the United States. Well, all it takes is one or two parts, right, that you can't get for that car. You can't manufacture a car. Or you can't manufacture this, or you can't manufacture that, because if you don't have all the parts, you can't do it. And so there's a lot of parts that come out of China that go in cars and all kinds of other things that that are made in the United States. And when those parts don't show up anymore, well, then the production lines are just going to shut down. They have no choice.
Have you thought about what specific products are going to be low that are urgent type? I mean, what comes out of China that people don't even think about?
How about 80% of our antibiotics and other medicines? Some upwards of 90% in some categories that they're produced in China. And also all the masks and the gowns and other sanitation or purity supplies that hospitals use, those come out of China. China's like the factory of the world. It's the world's largest manufacturer. And that's where most of all of our stuff goes, that for all the supplies that stock our hospitals and clinics. You know, 80, 90% of them come from China, and they're not coming anymore.
Well, I called my dad and said, make sure you get your medications. Make sure you talk to your doctor and that you get, he's like, yeah, but I can't refill on some of these only once or whatever. Well, talk to them and say, under this circumstance, I need to have some backup. Okay. And even if you don't want me to have it, you store it at your clinic for me.
Oh, yeah, everybody should do that. You should be, and also masks and other bleach and other cleaning supplies, you should get those. Anything you do for disinfectants, because they're going to disappear. Most Americans are completely clueless.
Well, what about toilet paper and toothpaste and those kinds of things?
Yes, you should have enough for about 3 months, maybe more, but at least for 3 months. You should have, you know, the toilet paper, the toothpaste, you know, your cleaning supplies, whatever else you need to have that, because you know, about this time next month, people are going to suddenly realize when the shelves start emptying out in Walmart and Target and other places, because there's no more product coming from China. And the what goes here, when it's used up, it's gone. That's it.
Well, you know, the good part about all this, I always try to be optimistic, is that we will start to think about what things are our core necessities and start to bring that manufacturing back. Because we can't have our core needs be not there at all times, you know.
It'll be a wake-up call, and there'll be, mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be a change in policy here in the United States, but, you know, it's going to be a rough time.
For a little bit.
It's going to be like the 2x4 upside the head kind of learning situation, which is not a good way to do
well,
it.
Well, and also for our high-tech things, you know, manufacturing our high-tech, you know, the minerals, the rare minerals that are over there, those kinds of things, it'll wake people up to really thinking about that as well. There was a White House advisor that I was watching give a speech, and he says, in times of crisis, you have no allies. And he was talking about, what was it, in the 80s, there was a virus, there was something that happened, and Canada wouldn't send the supplies, and they couldn't get Japan to send the supplies. I mean, basically, when you have a crisis, everyone's on their own.
Yes, and that's right.
Yeah. And he just was, he's like, I'm sorry, but this is the truth. And so we have to plan for that. And so even though it's an ugly, cold truth, my optimism says, well, in the long run, that's a positive. So we can bring some of that back and prepare for it. And so we don't, not in this situation again, in case there's even something worse than this, because we can manufacture all this stuff too, right? The rare minerals is something I'm even more concerned about, because that's a long time. I mean, anybody can use that against us to hurt us, you know, economic warfare. And in fact, we know that this virus is a biological weapon. So who knows if this was economic warfare, you know, or what this was. I mean, This is craziness. And depopulation, economic warfare, whatever these weirdos are trying to do. Anytime you're going to hurt this many innocent people for anything, these people are crazy and they're evil. But it's real. I mean, we have to plan for it. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a little bit about the C60 process. And we were talking, and I think it's really good to talk about this. And I wasn't going to, but I'm going to ask you anyways, because I think it's important. You don't use solvents at all. You have a pure process. You and Live Longer are essentially use the same process, where you don't use any salt. It's just a pure, that's why you can say it's 99.9% pure. Is it even possible to be 100% pure? I mean, some people say I'm 100. I've had people ask me, Sarah, they claim they're 100% pure and you're only 99.99% pure, the people you talk to. I'm like, well, I really? Is there even a possibility? I mean,
that's basically BS. You can't have 100% purity of anything. That's not, you can only say you're so pure to the level of your testing ability. Right.
That's what I'm like, well, they probably don't say 100 because it's just, false. Exactly.
That's not 99.999%, you know, whatever it is. Yeah, you can go up to that level, but it's when people say 100%, that's not scientific because nothing can be 100%. I mean, that's not a real.
Well, if there's air in there and that air happened to have one speck of microscopic something, then it's not. Yeah.
So that's, I mean, there's things that, you know, this is science. This is just like, you know, hype. And that's one of the things. And then basically we use sublimated C60, and sublimation is like evaporation. And so basically there's a method they make C60. It's made the same way it's made in the atmospheres of giant red stars. Basically you've got a, helium atmosphere, low pressure helium atmosphere. You got a couple of carbon rods, and then they run electric current through it. And if you do it right, you can get 10%. They got a laser method that can get like 50% convert. And so basically you have like carbon 60 and a bunch of carbon ashes and maybe a little bit of carbon 70 and stuff like that. That's your basic raw stuff. And then some people have a solvent method. They use toluene and a long process. What sublimation is sublimation is the same as like, is what evaporation is. It's when something goes from a solid to a gas. So they put it in the sublimator and they heat it up to 400 degrees Celsius in the sublimator. And then the C60 evaporates, it turns into a gas, and it goes to the other side of the sublimator where it's cooler, and it condenses on the plates there. And now you got yourself 99.99% pure C60. And so all you were ever was exposed to was hydrogen, was helium, basically helium and carbon. That's all there is. There's no, it's just a form of evaporation, like evaporation. And there's no, never been exposed to solvents. It's just as pure as possible.
Well, and that's my understanding as well. But since I've had people ask me, I figure, let's just address it. But now how do they get hold of your stuff? And because you're pretty confident that you're going to have the C60. You at least did what you can to get all the bottles you can, and so you're going to have supply for a while.
Yeah.
How can they get to you and order your stuff? And because I'm going to be honest, based on what I'm seeing, and people scrambling just to fill orders, I think people need to be ahead of the curve on this to make sure they have the supply. As more people realize what C60 can do for you, I'm a little concerned that everybody, especially with the lack of bottles and things, I'm just concerned that people might not be able to have what they need. But you at least have a solid supply right now because you plan for it. But how can they get it from you?
Oh, it's c60purplepower.com. Just go to our website. You can order it there. And you get 20% off if you subscribe. But we're also on Amazon if you want to order it there. And we have North American producers, USA producers. So there's a lot of people out there, in the marketplace that are, say, they're buying from China at much lower purity, claiming it's higher. But ours are, we have certificates of analysis. We got all organic oils. And the same with Max and Live Longer Labs. He has, pretty much the same C60 we do. And he gets the same quality organic oils. He does his also in the black seed oil. We basically have avocado, coconut oil, MCT coconut oil, and olive oil. And that's just because, one of the reasons I C60 company started, I was, the whole story about how it saved my macular degeneration. But I had a hard time taking like really strong oils, like olive oil. If I wanted to get enough C60, let's say a tablespoon or two, for some health reason, If I did it in olive oil, you know, I might have to go visit the bathroom after a while. So I got it in avocado oil or MCT oil, which depending on how your digestive things, which is all avocado oil is much easier to digest, and I could take large amounts. And so that's why, if you're going to be dealing with like for instance, I was this Christmas season, you know, I went to the parties with, you know, family and friends, and a bunch of little kids were there. And of course, they were sick, you know, about 3 or 4 days afterward, I was feeling something. So I was, you know, I started slamming the C60, and within 24 hours, the flu was gone. I can probably talk more about that. But one of the things is you're going to need to take a lot of it. So like a tablespoon of C60 is, that's like 15 capsules. So just be aware of that. So if you're going to, you can do a tablespoon of liquid of good tasting avocado oil, or you can do like 15 capsules. Just remember that's the equivalent amount of a thing. So I just find it's easier to do, especially in large quantities, because we have a lot of people with serious health conditions and they're doing like an ounce a day, 2 ounces a day sometimes for certain health conditions I can't talk about online, but are very successful. But that's a lot of oil. So that's why we have it in liquid form. It's much easier to take.
Yeah, I hate liquid. I hate the liquid stuff, but I'm doing it for maintenance and I'm doing it to keep my immunity strong. So I don't need, I do my 5 pills a day and I think I'm set. You know, if you're sick, you need to take a little bit more, or you take the 5 pills twice a day or whatever. But I hear you, because I know people that you just want to drink it, but it's easier. And it's high quality. So that's the important thing. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and explaining this to us, because you're really one of the best scientists I know, and I think it's important. And again, I think people need to plan for this. I've been talking to every scientist I know, all the doctors and scientists, and I talk to the best people I can find, are all saying the same thing about the free radicals and developing your immune system. And I don't know anything better than C60. And I think there's only a few products out there that are of this quality, and so it's important that people understand that. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, great, glad to be on, and look forward to another.